This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Roberta Fasanelli, New York City. What's it like there today?
No, actually, in Rhode Island.
Well, it's New York. Right, so,
I'm where you are.
Okay. Well, you aren't
I'm
really.
I'm in New England.
Yeah, New England. I'm
New
guessing.
England.
Nice day, a little chilly, nice wind, but it's
very windy
skies.
Here. In fact, this morning we're right by the ocean. Very windy.
Right, very nice. All right, Jen and Kenny, both on the other side of the country, West Coast. Jennifer's in Los Angeles County, and Kenny's down in San Diego County. What about the fires? What about all of the worry that there is? I saw a headline yesterday indicating that, of course, the news media is trying to scare everybody. This would be the worst fire season in the history of California.
I hope not, but the conditions are right because we didn't get any rain. It's been very hot early, and it's dry already, so...
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had a fire actually right by my office yesterday, Dougie, because
really?
Some junker was driving on the freeway and caught fire and then caught the hillside on fire.
Oof.
Very excited.
Well, any of that kind of stuff, the wind blowing around, you got that kind of situation that just gone. What about Kenny, down where you are? You're in the area where the fires are the worst.
I think for now it's all pretty much contained, but they are it's already been worse in 2014 up to this point than it usually is in any given year.
Mm-hmm.
So with the drought and this isn't even into the fire season yet. So
lots of people
conditions. It looks like it's going to be rough.
Dialing 911. There are four major phone carriers now offering 911 emergency texting. Used to be that you had to pick up the phone and dial 911.
Yeah.
Now you can text local governments in 16 states using this new technology. Vermont actually has been the first one. It's available all across the state of Vermont, so you don't have to use the phone. If you have a smartphone, then you just knock in 911 and you can text, "There's a fire at my house. My car has just been hit." Whatever it is that's the emergency, and the texting will get there as fast as the phone call. How many people think that's a good idea? Is this inevitable? One of the things that's bound to happen?
Well, you know what? It would be really good if someone was breaking into your house and you wanted to alert authorities without making any noise.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be bad.
Yeah. Right. Where's Oscar Pistorius when he needs something? He could have texted 911 and he didn't have to shoot his girlfriend. Right? Or is that not?
Ugh, that guy. Ugh.
Okay, so here's some food for thought as to whether America goes this way or not. Yesterday, voters in Switzerland, by a 76-24% margin, decided against establishing the world's highest minimum wage. The suggestion had been that Swiss companies begin at the end of the year to pay a minimum wage of $25 an hour.
Wow.
To anybody who has a job doing anything in Switzerland.
I'm going to go work at McDonald's in Switzerland. I'm out of here. That's pretty good
money. Can you imagine? $25, but the public didn't.
The cost of living in Switzerland.
Three quarters. Right. Very expensive. Yeah, very expensive. According to the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, high prices in Switzerland would restrict the spending power. Their average wage now in Switzerland is $14 an hour. And so, let's see here. In Luxembourg, it's $10.66 an hour. France, $10.60 an hour. And ours is $7.11 an hour, sort of adjusted. So we are the, of all of the quote unquote industrialized Western countries, we pay the least in terms of what we require being paid. But the Western European nations that were the first to adopt minimum wages anyway, I think the French were the first to adopt minimum wages. There's no surprise there, right? And so we just responded rather than being active. The president's attempt to make it $10.10 has failed miserably. I don't happen to believe in minimum wages. I think that you ought to be able to get what your skill suggests.
I'm so on that boat with you. I don't know if you made me that way or if I always thought that, but yeah.
You made me know it. I didn't want to know it. I didn't want to know it. Right. What's the nickname for residents of Michigan's Upper Peninsula? Anybody want to take a guess on
upper
that?
Upper Peninsula Washingtonians.
888-302-3684.
I don't think so.
Somehow I think you've escaped the magic of that, Jennifer.
Isn't that the thumb? Guess, isn't though. Like they say Michigan is like a hand in the thumb?
I have not heard that, Roberta.
It's a mitten.
I don't travel in the same circuits, the same circles as you do.
Somebody from
the
Michigan,
same
call in and tell us about this.
888-302-3684. What is the nickname for residents of the Upper Peninsula? It's among the new additions to the new Merriam-Webster Dictionary. There are pop culture words included this year as well. Hot spots in there. Steampunk. I don't even know what that is. What's a steampunk?
Oh, I know what steampunk is. Oh, my God. You think I'm
Jennifer
so
knows.
Cool right
oh,
now.
Jennifer, what's a steampunk?
Okay, so the reason I know what steampunk is because my other job, I work with Robert Conrad from the Wild Wild West.
Right.
And there's this generation of young people who love Robert Conrad.
Really?
Because they're steampunkers. What it means is that you're like, these punk people are stuck in like this kind of sci-fi, Wild West, but robotic type thing. It's like
when things were steam-powered.
Correct.
Really?
Steam-powered machinery.
Yes.
Really?
Kind of like H.G. Wells, almost.
Correct.
Sort of.
Oh, that's pretty fascinating.
Between Roberta and I, we can explain this very well.
888-302-3684. I have a box of Sherry's Berries that will go to the first person who tells us what the nickname is for residents of Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Now, I have two or three stations up there. So I'm betting that somebody has got this figured out, although...
And someone already guessed Upper Peninsula and Washingtonians. That was wrong.
Well, but it's interesting because oftentimes when these things take place, the people who live in these areas are the last to know what in this case, the nickname is for those who live in Michigan's Upper Peninsula. So if you figure it out, got some swell Sherry's Berries for you. Figure it out. Dial 888-302-3684. One of the new words, the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, online, as well as being, I think they still have the real dictionary, right? 14 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. For those of you who are worried about the BuzzBox coffee, Roberta, you drinking BuzzBox coffee?
Oh, yes, I am.
Michael Forte is drinking it on our staff. Jennifer's drinking it. You get free coffee by going to the BuzzBox coffee box, right-hand side of most any page at DougSteffen.com. And then you can call 866-456-7805 if you'd like to talk to a real live operator. Say you're listening to Doug's Good Day, want my free pound of coffee, please. You'll have to pay for the shipping, but when you open the mailbox and you get this coffee, you will find, ooh, how wonderful the investment, how great thou art. I guess I'm thinking about something that I learned when I was in Sunday school, how great this is. 866-456-7805. And don't worry, a lot of bad news about this awful coffee rust. You've read the story, Jennifer. You've read it, Roberta. The news circulating around that coffee farms in South and Central America are being hit by this awful coffee rust.
Mm.
However, the coffee farms that grow the Arabica coffee that's used for BuzzBox coffee are not in the lowlands where the rust is taking place. The BuzzBox coffee is grown in much higher elevations and has not had contact with the coffee rust. So you don't have to worry at all about the quality of the coffee that you're going to get, and you'll continue to get, I'm going to bet, when you sign up for your first free bag of coffee from BuzzBox. And remember, you're helping me and World Vision supply milk to 3,000 youngsters a day. 1,000 Doug Stephan listeners signing up for BuzzBox Coffee. The money goes to buy cows, and the cows will provide milk for people in areas of the world that World Vision are helping. There is a great deal of need for good nutrition among so many youngsters around the world. So I want to buy 25 cows, and that's what I'm doing with my portion of the money that comes from the BuzzBox connection. BuzzBox Coffee, sign up. Get free coffee, 866-456-7805. And don't worry, it's great quality. You'll love the smell. You'll better love the taste.
Want a bright start to summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams during the Sunny Day Sale and save 30% on paints and stains May 18th through the 26th. With colors like pool blue, organic green, and daffodil, we've got everything you need to add a splash of color. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hi friends, Doug Stephan here with some great ideas on how you can spruce up your home this spring from your friends at Sherwin-Williams. Nothing changes the mood of a room faster or for less money than a fresh coat of paint. If you're going with a new color, test it out first. Paint a sample on a square of cardboard and hang it up in the room for a couple of days. If you like it throughout the day and the evening, you are ready to go. If you have more painting questions, the experts at Sherwin-Williams will help you out. With easy-to-use color selection tools, you can find your personal palette with confidence. Exceptional coverage, rich color, and results that last. All you have to do is ask Sherwin-Williams. Stay tuned for more great ideas from the color experts at Sherwin-Williams.
Your Buick Certified Service Technicians would like you to think about something. And no, it has nothing to do with oil levels, the brake pads, or tire wear. They'd like you to think about the view from the window of the bed and breakfast you'll be visiting this weekend, or the crust on the beef Wellington you plan to make at your cooking class tomorrow. As the experts in Buick maintenance, they'd like you to think about the lyrics of the new song you just discovered on your drive to work, or the sunset you plan to enjoy on the ride home. The Buick Certified Service Experts would like you to think about anything but the maintenance of your Buick. That's their job. If you don't know worry-free service, you don't know Buick Certified Service. And now's the perfect time to experience it for yourself. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of 4 select brand-name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Rebate form must be postmarked by June 30th, 2014. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends May 31st, 2014.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster
fire.
It's Roberta Bessanelli.
All right, it's good to have Roberta back with us here on the Good Day program. If for no other reason, she's done her bargain hunting and comes up with today's queen of cheap information and very important stuff. So listen carefully, please.
Okay, now we were talking about steampunk just before in the Wild Wild West. Yes. Well, you can get the entire complete series now on Get This 27 DVDs, the complete series, and we have it for you here at DougStephan.com just for $29.99.
You're talking about the old Wild Wild West?
Yep, the one with Robert Conrad.
Yeah,
remember? I loved that show. It was on Friday nights, I remember. Well, I think it's at 7 or 8 o'clock on Friday nights.
Come and meet him, Roberta.
Oh, I know he's a friend of yours. Yeah, that's true. I really have to. I'm going to get this and have him sign it for me because I was such a fan. And this is a really great Father's Day gift, too. We've also got 250 free contact cards. These are like business cards. You know when somebody says, oh, you know what, give me your email address, and you're looking for a piece of paper, and it winds up on a napkin, and then you lose it, et cetera, et cetera. Well, you can get these cards absolutely free, put it all there, and just rip out a card and give it to someone. We have Shoney's is giving an All-American Burger absolutely free on Memorial Day to veterans and active duty military. Sure. And we have that information for you at DougStephan.com. And if you like Katy Perry, we tell you how to get a free song from Google Play by Katy Perry. Absolutely free. You download it. And all that information is at the Queen of Cheap section at DougStephan.com. Go check it out. And lots of other good stuff there to learn how to save money and live better on little dollars.
Live. Shoney's, Google Play, all that stuff. Queen of Cheap, there are a lot of things that carry over, too. Just check it out. Every day there's something new there, a different way for you to... And by the way, you can believe these are authentic because Roberta lives her life this way. This
oh,
is
I get
her
them
life.
Myself.
Yeah, no, she's
every night when I put
research.
These together, I get them myself.
21 after the hour on Good Day.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
I'm a very bad man, and today I watched you leave for work. Then I kicked your door and took your stuff. Without a door devil reinforcing your door frame, it was like you invited me. Don't worry, I'll check back in a couple weeks, once you get new stuff.
Door devils are available at participating Ace Hardware stores and locksmiths, or visit DoorDevil.com.
Nothing is wrong with that. Here I go again. Crank it up, Michael. Paul McCartney here on Good Day for a moment or two. Good story.
I love you.
Aimed at you, Roberta.
I love you.
That's aimed at you, Jennifer. I can say it's aimed at McFadden because he won't get all worried and homophobic because he's not here. Right? Send it to Kenny. Paul McCartney canceling his entire Japan tour because of illness.
What?
He got a virus last week, canceled several appearances then, apologizing online to his fans. Now, he's not well enough to do any of the concerts in Japan, including the one that was set for Wednesday in the All Nippon Hall, where the Beatles performed during their first tour of Japan back in 1966. The official site of McCartney's Out There Japan Tour 2014 said his doctors have ordered him to stay home, be in bed, and get a complete rest. He's 71 years old, scheduled for a concert in Seoul on May 28th.
Wow.
At the big sports complex there. And then he's coming to the U.S. Well, he lives in New York part of the time with his wife, who's a New Yorker. I remember her name. I remember seeing pictures of her. But he likes to be an international sort. Has 19 performances scheduled this summer for places around the country. So that's the story of Sir Paul. I love the instrumental part of this. Crank this up, Michael. Now, there's a lot of really bad viruses around this spring. A lot of people are down. Oh, get it? And it just keeps you down. most of us who have good, strong immune systems can ward it off, but I have somebody very close to me who's been out of it for, went to Florida for a quick day over the weekend and came back and has been miserable since then. No matter what we do to build up her immune system, it's just, keep banging back at you. So, got to be careful eating well and keeping that. This is sort of consistent with the story I was talking about earlier today. The bacteria living in your intestines and your colon affect all kinds of things. A healthy gut, that's the gutsy, chewy spots that yours do, but you may want to follow. Kenny, did you post that? I haven't looked that far down at DougStephan.com, the story about the symptoms of autism being connected to what's not in your gut.
I haven't yet. I'm trying to find a good story to push to be able to link to it.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, meanwhile, 888-302-3684. The question has come up as to what the Merriam-Webster folks say is the nickname for residents of Michigan's Upper Peninsula. So let's see if we can give some Sherry's berries away to... I'll take these calls in the order in which they came, which is only fair. Penny lives in La Luz, New Mexico. Penny, welcome to Good Day. How are you doing?
I'm just fine, sir. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you very much. So are you from the Upper Peninsula originally?
I lived there when I was a kid.
Yep. And so what did they call it when you were a kid?
The Upers.
The Upers. That's right. If you live in the Upper Peninsula, you're a Uper. You're a Uper. Y-O-O-P-E-R-S. You're a Uper. I guess once a Uper, always a Uper, Penny. Is that right?
Oh, we used to laugh about it all the time.
Why?
I'm originally from Minnesota.
Oh, so you go over here, you live there for a while. What do they call people from Minnesota other than cold?
Minnesotans.
So my sister lives there now, and she seems to want to get out of there as much as possible for whatever the reason. All right, so Upers is the word. I'm going to have you stay on hold for a second. We'll get your email address and send you the information about how you can get your gift of Sherry's Berries. Is that a deal?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome very much. Thank you for being here on Good Day, 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, the last couple of weeks I've received a lot of calls from listeners saying, Warren, my dog just absolutely goes crazy or gets really scared when he gets in a car. Think about a car from your dog's point of view. He's in something that's moving when he's sitting still. It's a hard concept for a dog to understand, especially if he's sitting in the car and he sees other dogs walking by. Of course he's going to react. One of the best ways to really get your dog to understand that it's okay to be in a car is a good place, is to spend time in the car stationary without the car moving. Just sit in the driveway, give him a favorite toy or a treat, or even a little massage if you want. And then take gradual trips. In other words, rather than go for a long trip and end up at a veterinary hospital where the dog may not be too happy, take short trips to a friend's house to visit grandma or an aunt or an uncle. It can make all the difference in the world. The car should be a positive, fun place for you and your pet. Just be safe. I'm Warren Eckstein.
I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they ask me, Bob, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS. And
a little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. Legal. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Lefty. Takes me a little while to get my headset on. All right, 33 after the hour. For those of you who didn't hear the story from the other day, I fell off one of the trucks on the farm on Sunday afternoon and dislocated my shoulder. And the doctor was right. He said it would hurt.
So you actually went to the doctor?
Well, I actually went to the hospital and was there for 3 hours. And I did the x-rays and all the other stuff. I said, yeah, this is what you did. It went out, but you managed to put it back in again.
Oh.
And then yesterday, you weren't around yesterday. You didn't hear me tell the story. So I got an email from a fellow named Jeff who listens to us on the radio station in Tucson. So I had I pulled a Murtaugh. So Mr. Jeff was happy to write to me, there's no such thing as a Murtaugh, the lethal weapon character who could allegedly dislocate and reduce his shoulder at will was Sergeant Riggs.
Ah.
It was Riggs. I did a Riggs. Mel Gibson's character, his partner was Murtaugh, played by Danny Glover, had nothing to do with the shoulder thing. Put yourself down for a near miss. Said Jeff in Tucson. All right, Jeff, thank you. I did, and you have a good day as well, sir. The Good Day program with lots of things that are good. We had a winner. Who was the winner of the Sherry's Berries, Kenny? Penny. Her name was Michael. You can go on the air and say that. Her name was Penny. That's right, too. But she's in, where was she? She was in New Mexico, I think, right?
La Luz.
La Luz, New Mexico. And the question was, about the nickname for residents of Michigan's Upper Peninsula. They are called Youpers, Y-O-O-P-E-R-S, Youpers. And that is significant because Merriam-Webster Dictionary has new terms every year that they add. And this year, one of their new terms is the nickname for residents of the U.P., Youpers, the U.P. I know that. Been carrying that around for a long time. Okay, so Jennifer.
Is someone from La Luz called a La Loser?
I was going to say that, Michael, but that's just
Boo! By the way, where's McFadden today? Did he go look for another car and got lost?
To get it cut someplace?
Lost in Kentucky.
Lost in Kentucky. I know he went to Kentucky. He told me he was going to do that yesterday. The essence of television news coming up. Jennifer will have a report, not necessarily on 24. Kenny and I can take care of that. So what I want to know, Jennifer...
Yes, definitely.
Is the continuing focus on Jay-Z, his wife Beyonce, her sister Solange. There once again, I was happy to read, I was relieved. It ruined a night of mine last week.
Aww.
After looking at that fight in the elevator.
Man, now you want to be on the opposite side of Solange.
What is her act?
She's not much. She's Beyonce's sister. She sings. I don't know that much about her. I know that she's like a fashionista. I think she always looks silly, but you know, people think she has this great taste. You know,
they were caught, for those of you who didn't see
style.
This, caught by a security camera, and this was basically
with
the sister.
I think it was after the Met, wasn't it? After the Met Gala?
I don't know.
But they were in a hotel, I think the Standard or something in New York, and the three of them and a big burly, actually two big burly bodyguards were in the elevator, and they were restraining her, but she still connected with Jay-Z's face like three times, while Beyonce just kind of like stood there like it was no big deal. And then afterwards, they didn't talk for a little while. But yesterday, I guess they posted a picture, all of them together, smiling like a happy family.
So you know what? You know who the winner is in this?
No.
The hotel employee who is in charge of monitoring the tape sold the video to TMZ for $250,000.
He doesn't have a job anymore, but who needs it, right?
he doesn't care.
He can get a job doing something else. $250,000.
Yeah, because he wasn't making that there.
No. But can you imagine that these people at TMZ, that gossip is worth that kind of dough, that they would pay $250,000?
Especially something like that. In fact, I think that's a little cheap. Because something
money.
Like that, they
I
have all those...
kind of cheap. Yeah,
yeah they
really?
Have all those follow-up stories that they're going to be able to make
good
money
Lord.
On now that they were given that. Because no one knew there was a problem in Paradise, you know? So now, that was like the big thing. I think he could have gotten more.
Wow.
Robert and I were on the night duty. We'd be millionaires right now.
Oh, my God, you guys. You're horrible. Terrible people. Unbelievable. You believe I have those folks around me here on this program? Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, I would like to ask a question of those, Roberta, Jennifer, maybe Kenny, the risk of having a male babysitter versus a female babysitter.
Why would that be a risk?
Well, there's a story floating around, and I don't want to get into the detail of it, but it's not nice, and it involves a male babysitter with young female charges. Let's leave it at that. So I was going to ask this question yesterday, and then I thought, this is a little dicey. I don't want to go down that street.
Eight riddles.
And then I thought more of it because it would seem to me that we have a prejudice in this country. I did ask a couple of people about it just for the heck of it, and the idea made these people all feel uncomfortable. Did you ever have, when you were raising your children, Roberta, a boy babysitter versus a girl babysitter?
You know, come to think of it, I don't think so. Because
that's because you had girls.
Was it available?
Oh, what did that mean?
Growing up, a lot of boys babysat, but they would babysit other boys. Isn't that funny?
Uh-huh.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Not babysit girls?
Right.
Uh-huh. Kenny, your expertise in this, you had younger children, and probably when you first married, you were, at least in this circumstance, the children were younger. You wanted to go out on dates with Lisa. What'd you do with the two kids?
Well, they stayed home by themselves. Panda was already 12, so they took care of.
But that's another question. At what age? What's the earliest age you would hire? Is 12 the cutoff? It should be 12, a young teenager. How old does one have to be a babysitter?
I think 12 is the right age.
Wait, were you ever much of a babysitter, Jennifer?
Oh, yeah. I used to babysit all the time.
At what
my
age?
My dad could not stand it. I would actually not tell my dad when I would babysit because he didn't like me to be home alone. He was very overprotective of me.
Home alone with somebody charges you a couple of young children.
Oh, and even by myself. He didn't like me to stay by myself at that age. But my mom, I mean, I was very I was a really responsible kid, probably more than I am now.
Uh-huh.
So I would babysit during the day a lot when I was 12. And then I think like nighttime babysitting. I think I was like 14, maybe. So, yeah, it depends. It's dependent on the case.
Do you know what they call male babysitters?
Mannies.
Nope.
They're mannies, yeah.
No, they aren't. Uh-huh.
Male nannies.
Nope.
What?
No. They aren't. I'm just... No.
Well, I'm telling you, that is a term. A manny is a term.
This is another Merriam-Webster item. A male babysitter. Anybody want to take a shot at that? Got some more Sherry's Berries to give away. 888-302-3684. We're going to make it fast, next 4 minutes or so. What is it called if you are a male babysitter? 888-302-3684. Another $50 gift certificate for Sherry's Berries for the person that tells us what a male babysitter is. Now, that's over and above whether it makes you feel uncomfortable. Have you ever given much thought, or do you need some convincing that it's worth letting go of your bias to have a boy come in? Female sitters, easy. But what about...
I think if you have little boys, it's natural because, you know, just for playing together and running outside, and I think it works.
888-302-3684. What's a male babysitter called? Does the idea of diversity in this day and age make a difference to youngsters? Do you think that 4-, 5-, 6-year-old kids would pay attention if one time when you went out you had a female babysitter and next time you had a male babysitter? Will that bring diversity to your child's life and break down gender bias issues at an early age? Or is that going over the top too much? Who thinks that's part of this? Or maybe. What? Is there a dog loose in the studio?
What is that?
Charlotte's outside, so I know it's not her. All right. What are you saying? Okay. This is a worthwhile conversation.
Do we need to help?
Thanks, Roberta.
I don't think it makes any difference.
You don't?
No.
See, there are people...
I mean, what are you insinuating, that all men are child abusers or something?
Well, the story that floated around here was that there was a boy, young teenage boy, who... didn't play nice with a 10-year-old girl that he was supposedly babysitting.
I just think if I knew the kid, I wouldn't care.
Wait a minute. You're just speaking to the point. That's why I asked the question. Teenage boys going through. So can you not then feel comfortable with a young teenage boy, 13 years old, with children that are 10, 9, 10, 11 years of age? That's the question. That's why I brought it up. 888-302-3684. I think you just answered the question. Phil is in Pennsylvania on the Turnpike. Hi, Phil.
Good morning.
I hope you're driving and you're not just standing on the Pennsylvania Turnpike, Route 76.
Well, barely driving. Let's put it that way.
Why? Because there's a lot of traffic, right?
You got it.
Traffic time. Okay, so what is it that a male babysitter is called?
A bro pair.
What?
A bro pair. I love it.
That's very good. A bro pair. No, actually, the word is mitter, M-I-T-T-E-R.
Really?
For male sitter. Yes.
Oh, geez.
A mitter is
a mitter.
Who
male
made that word up?
Sitter. I
Doug.
Told you it's in. Thank you for giving me that much credit. I guess I wished I had, Jennifer, but I did not make that up. Mitter refers to male.
Brain surgeon.
Oh, now thanks for the slice. Now a zinger after that. All right, Phil, no, it's called a mitter.
Phil, I bet Phil's babysat before.
Phil, did you ever sit for
young
children?
Were you a mitter, a bro pair?
Well, I had younger brothers, so by default, I kind of got recruited for that. But nowadays, there is no way I would let a teenage boy watch any child, only because society is such that, man, they're just... there's no holds barred anymore. They're sexually active at 10.
I know. What about a teenage girl? You feel better with that?
I feel slightly better, but not as well as I would have felt 10, 20 years ago, because they're becoming just as exploratory and not necessarily respectful of youth anymore.
I think you're right, Phil, because I, you know, all of my friends are now of that age where they've got little ones, and not one of them uses any kind of babysitter other than family.
Really?
And I have a 9-year-old, and I wouldn't let anybody, I wouldn't even let an adult watch him for the longest time until he could speak.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
That's pretty amazing.
That's a good point, until he could speak. Very good point.
All right, Phil, did a good job. Thanks. Drive safely and more quickly than you are right now, one would hope. Coming up in a moment, there's a new company that claims they've come up with a way to provide you with sunscreen protection without putting it on your skin. Find out about that in a moment. 14 before the hour here on Good Day.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like, that was good. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
When I walk into Buffalo Wild Wings, I'm not just a customer.
I'm a fan.
And in this house?
This house.
This house?
Fans rule.
This is our stadium.
Our locker room.
Our dugout.
Our sports drinks are served on tap. And our pregame meal is
hand-spun wings.
In victory or in defeat, we never leave hungry.
Because in this house, we are the MVPs.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports. Visit BuffaloWildWings.com to find the location nearest you.
Happiness and security in retirement are directly linked to your level of financial planning and discipline today. That's according to a new study by Northwestern Mutual. President Greg Oberland explains.
Happiness can't be bought, of course, but it can be planned for. There's a definite link between financial discipline and happiness. So it's important to know that the small steps you take today can make a real difference in your happiness and well-being tomorrow.
What are some first steps?
Well, Bob, financial discipline is often a matter of priorities. Make time to review your finances, set goals, and create a financial plan with the help of a trusted advisor. Our survey shows less than 1 in 5 U.S. adults know their exact goals and have developed specific plans to meet them. So setting aside time is an important first step on the path to financial security.
To learn more about planning your retirement, visit NorthwesternMutual.com. That's NorthwesternMutual.com. I'm Bob Thiebaud for the Consumer Radio Network.
This line's boring.
Whoa, talking super 8 sign.
Impressive, huh? Now let's go find some fun.
I'm getting groceries.
Oh, you could get those anytime. Pow!
I love roller coasters.
You know what else you'll love? Super 8's great rates. And with so many super destinations, you could find fun almost anywhere. Are you even listening?
Huh? Sorry.
Funnel cake. Get some every time. Go to super8.com to find your super destination. Super 8. Destination super. All Super 8 hotels are independently owned and operated.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at Advance Auto Parts when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil and an oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
All right, Lefty working
on Lefty.
Thanks. Thanks very much, Jennifer. Okay, so there is a new company, and we've highlighted the story at DougSteffen.com today, has come up with a sunscreen that provides you with SPF. What does that mean, by the way? I hear that
sun
all the time.
Sun protection factor.
Okay, sun protection factor of 30, which is pretty good, right? Pretty strong. You put that lather all over your body when you go out in the sun.
Supposedly makes you stay in the sun 30 times longer than you normally could without getting a sunburn.
Well, there are those people who argue about this. They say we need vitamin D3, and that's what comes through from the sun, and we shouldn't wear protection
at all. Well, Dr. Ken always says go out for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and then put your sunscreen on.
Okay. So the new thing with this is that you drink it. You don't apply it to your skin.
That would be so convenient.
Drinkable sunscreen. So our poll today at DougStephan.com asks you if you would try drinkable sunscreen. A, yes, what a cool idea. B, maybe, if they can prove it safe.
Depends what's in it.
C, I doubt it. It seems like an awful, like a lawsuit waiting
to happen. Though. This would be great.
D, not a chance. E, I don't use sunscreen anyway. I like the vitamin D.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes 4 number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and 2 cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get 1 case for only $179, 2 cases for only $355, or get 3 cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What happened to the TV team?
I thought we were going to do that after.
After what? Oh, you want to do? We'll tell people we're going to tell them, and then we'll tell them
again.
And then we'll tell them what we told them. I got it, Michael. You're very clever.
Yeah.
Michael Fortier at the. Did anybody actually find out where Richie is, though? Seriously?
He's in Kentucky.
He stayed in Kentucky?
I think so. I don't know.
Wow. No, well, you don't know. So why did you say he's
in Kentucky?
Because
I like to pretend I'm a know-it-all.
Really? Yeah, well, you do sound like a know-it-all sometimes. That doesn't mean that you are. Yes, sir. All right, TV report.
See, if I'll be your poncho left.
The ratings for Fox News, MSNBC, CNN, all the news channels are in, and things don't look too good for any of them, frankly. And I think there's a certain amount of wear and tear on those who might watch this stuff. We'll tell you about that in a moment, plus some other television news of interest. Jennifer Horn in charge of that. Stand by for info here on Good Day.
Your Buick certified service technicians would like you to think about something. And no, it has nothing to do with oil levels, the brake pads, or tire wear. They'd like you to think about the view from the window of the bed and breakfast you'll be visiting this weekend, or the crust on the beef Wellington you plan to make at your cooking class tomorrow. As the experts in Buick maintenance, they'd like you to think about the lyrics of the new song you just discovered on your drive to work, or the sunset you plan to enjoy on the ride home. The Buick certified service experts would like you to think about anything but the maintenance of your Buick.
That's their job. If you don't know worry-free service, you don't know Buick Certified Service. And now's the perfect time to experience it for yourself. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Rebate form must be postmarked by June 30th, 2014. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends May 31st, 2014.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
What up? Evan here. Question. You like apples? I'll get to that in a minute. First, check out my motorcycle. Flames? Yep. Saddlebags? Yep. Room for two? Negatory! Sorry, ladies. I ride solo. Now, wait for it. How you like them apples? Aw, don't cry. Insuring this beast was crazy easy. Called Geico and boom, saved enough to buy a sidecar. Now, if you dry your tears, I might just let you ride in it.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
All right, television time with Jennifer Horn at the helm of our report. So there is a lot of conjecture in the world of cable news with the three channels that vie for attention. People don't have any idea how few people actually watch these channels.
There's a lot of channels to watch, to be fair. No one gets stellar ratings anymore. Even the broadcast networks, the ratings aren't huge. Where you used to have like a 10 share, now having a 2 share.
Well, it isn't about share. It's not about share. It's about actual numbers. There are more people 12 years of age and older who listen to this radio program on a quarter-hour basis than watch Fox TV.
Yep. Radio touches more people, for sure. Well, Fox News had ratings success over the other two big news networks, MSNBC and CNN, for a long time. But, boy, you trot out that plane crash, and all of a sudden things
old. CNN, really.
Wow.
Yeah.
So apparently, Fox News has been the lowest rated it's ever been since before 9/11. The only weeks it did worse were Christmas 2012 and Christmas 2013, when people really shut down on the news. During the week of May 5th, the most recent, for which the numbers are available, Fox News delivered an average of 180,000 viewers in the key 25-54 demographic. And this measures the programming from 6 a.m. until 6 a.m., so a full day. And the good news for Fox, even when their numbers are down, they still are beating CNN and MSNBC. So maybe this is a trend that people are just done with cable news for a while. Maybe they're going back to the broadcast stations. Maybe they're going to radio to listen to their news. Could be.
Whatever. It isn't. People are just wearing out on the same old bark all the time.
I think so. I mean, I think you're seeing that all over the place. Yeah. Now, some good news. If you are a fan of Under the Dome, which is the summer show on CBS, it'll be coming back. CBS just revealed that Stephen King, who actually wrote the novel, which the show is based on, is going to make a cameo in the second season premiere.
He's a creepy-looking dude. He'd fit right in.
He would, right?
Yeah.
Also, on the American Idol front, it's wrapping up this week, and people always wonder what judges are coming back. Well, it looks like almost everybody will be back. Harry Connick Jr. made the announcement last week. He's coming back. Jennifer Lopez will be back. Ryan Seacrest is back.
It's a good payday. It's
a great one. And you know what? I think these three judges do have a nice vibe together, so I think it works.
Good.
Speaking of former judges, Simon Cowell is producing a reality competition for Univision.
Really?
That's Spanish, Espanol, by the way.
Yes, that's good.
It's a boy band competition called La Banda.
Really?
Yes.
So it's this story about this follow-up for Omen, the movie that was out in the 70s, now called Damien on Lifetime. Why would they do that on Lifetime?
You know, maybe they're switching up their romantic love stories. But the former Walking Dead showrunner, Glenn Mazzara, is developing this follow-up for Lifetime.
Yeah, okay.
It's called Damien.
I got that. Thank you, Jennifer, for that.
Yeah.
59 at the hour on Good.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and for over a decade, I've helped people maintain optimal health. I'd like to tell you about my choice of a powerful anti-aging antioxidant formula that also helps reduce damage caused by radiation. Z-Radical contains bucoidin, and there are over 700 studies showing how powerful it is. Z-Radical is a totally organic pure extract, and it is available by calling 855-315-8326. Again, it's 855-315-8326. Or visit my website, drhurley.net. Iodine is necessary, but Z-Radical is so much more. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.